In our series, Finding America, we've been visiting some of the communities that make up the country Donald Trump will soon lead. Today, we go to Holdenville, Oklahoma, home to about 5,800 people. It has a small downtown with banks, restaurants, and a few shops. Some are closed.
G.W. McShann founded this town October 10th, 1895, and named it Holdenville. This is the first location in my building.
That's Brownie Harjo reading the historical plaque outside the entrance to his martial arts studio, his dojo. It's up a flight of creaky wooden stairs, a big open area with blue mats, punching bags, and other equipment. And every Thursday night, a group of kids climbs those stairs for a taekwondo class with Harjo.
On your feet, let's go. Enough chit chat. We're gonna work now. Tripping, see if any of this stuff sunk in. Feet together. Bow. Jumping jacks. Go.
I've lived in Holdenville for over 50 years. I've taught martial arts for over 30 years. I've been here at this current location, which is the old Chestnut hardware store, for about 5 years. Actually, my grandpa used to work here when it was a hardware store. Sam Coleman, Salesman Sam, they called him, and they stored caskets up here.
It's not an industrial
town. It's not a rich town. It's a poor town.
There's a lot of empty buildings and houses here that are just falling in. We have the same problem as the United States has as far as greedy people. They'd rather see a building of theirs fall in than to let somebody get some use out of it, you know. I don't know if Holdenville was ever great, but Holdenville is always home. The pride has kind of went away lately. There's good people in Holdenville. Some of the best people I've ever met are here. And a lot of them are right here in my dojo, you know?
No, other way.
Like this, Brownie?
Let me see.
Yes. Like this?
We're not just here just to punch and kick. We're here to improve ourselves.
Yeah, because it'll be more faster.
Well, I have between 10 to 20 kids ages 12 and under.
Say tie.
Tie, hustle.
One.
Do.
Okay. Close your eyes. Did about whatever you've been thinking about.
They all do baseball, football, soccer, basketball, where they compete. It's something that you need to kind of keep in perspective, that it's a game, that you're competing, and there's going to be a lot of animosity developed during then between you and other kids and you and parents. Their parents want every kid to be superstars, and not every kid is a superstar. As opposed to what I want here is every kid is as good a superstar as they can be.
Who's your toughest opponent? Jocelyn, who's your toughest opponent?
Me.
You are, that's right. You are your toughest opponent.
I think everyone needs to have pride in something. If you don't have pride in something, then you lose hope.
Good job. Come here. Don't attack me.
There's good here in Holdenville.
One. Two.
This building, this oldest building in town. When it's cold in the winter, it's cold in here. And when it's hot in the summer, it's hot in here. It's still standing. So this building's got a lot of character. It's got a lot of stories probably. So I guess we're just adding to the legacy of it.
That was Brownie Harjo at his martial arts studio in Holdenville, Oklahoma. His story was produced by Allison Herrera with help from Emily Wendler. It comes to us from Localore, Finding America, a national production of AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio. You can find more stories at NPR and at Finding America.